Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast.
How do politicians think? What is the thinking pattern of politicians? Well, that's my topic. I'm in a series on the psychology of politics, and what I would like to do now is to turn my attention to the way politicians think as compared to the rest of the world, and to look at it kind of from the point of view of as a psychologist. Here's the context in which I came to this topic. Why is President Trump so hated? Why is President Trump so opposed? Why is he challenged? Why is he disliked? Why is he the subject of so much criticism and blame and false blame, etc.? Well, not to defend him or anything, but just to say, why is he the subject of all this angst? Well, I think it's because he thinks differently than the politicians think. Trump is a businessman. He's not a politician. Politicians in Washington are not businessmen primarily. Some are, but most are not. And they are politicians primarily. If they were in business, that's been some time back, and now they are essentially politicians, and they think as politicians think. So to understand that conflict that's going on within Washington, I think one has to understand the thinking patterns of the business mind and the thinking patterns of the political mind. Now here's the context in which I place this. I am a scientist. My field is psychology. My field is social science. And scientists have a way of thinking. Classes that I've taken over the years as a psychologist have very much taught me to think a certain way and to structure my thinking in a certain way. Primarily within the field of science, the bottom line is what we call skepticism. Every scientist has to approach a topic from the point of view of skepticism. Is it really true? Is it really just? Is it really factual? Is it really substantial? Does it really stand the course of time, etc.? So skepticism is the primary aspect of the scientist. It's what we call critical thinking. Sometimes we get blamed for being critical. It's not being critical, it's being analytic. It's being critical in our thinking, analytic in our thinking, and starting out from the point of view of skepticism, not being quite sure, and then gathering facts, creating some kind of a sense of theory, setting up a few hypotheses as to if this theory is true, then certain things should take place and should happen, and then prove it or disprove it, if you will. Science is primarily to disprove the theory, disprove the hypothesis, disprove the gathering of the facts. That's really what science is all about. From a mind of skepticism, critical thinking, setting up the facts, gathering the facts, and then setting forth your theory and then trying to disprove that theory. And if you're going to accept anything, it be true, we have a standard in science, which we call the level of confidence, the level of confidence. And that's like 95%. It's 0.05 level, 95%. Meaning that we like to see things at 95% assurance, 95% sure that that's true, not 50%. Not 20%, 95%. That's our standard within the field of science. There's a lot of things that appear to be true, but maybe appear to be true only half the time or maybe three quarters of the time. That's not good enough. We have a standard of 95% at least, and 99% is even better. So that's the way the scientist approaches a topic, how the scientist approaches his world, how the scientist approaches a subject matter, how scientists approach a problem that needs to be addressed. Okay, that's the field of science, and that's where I come from, and that's how I try to think, and that's how I try to approach issues and topics that come to my attention. But what about the field of politics and the field of business? They have different thinking patterns also. Let me try to identify just some of them and give you a kind of a sense of why a businessman thinks a certain way and how a politician thinks in a certain way, and why there is that conflict, that difference between them. And then that conflict leads to a great deal of hostility, which is in the case of President Trump. There's a lot of factors that go into that. But I'm just focusing on this one. They have different modes of thinking. Trump thinks as a businessman. All the politicians think as politicians. And they're not in the same ballpark. They think differently. And until they can kind of come together and appreciate each other's way of thinking and appreciate each other's contribution, there's going to be conflict and there's going to be intense conflict. For instance, give you here's one. A businessman thinks in terms of giving something and solving something, but getting a return for it. If he makes a product and sells that, and he gives that to the world, he sells that, If he has a problem and he has a system to solve that particular problem, he expects a return on his investment. We call that ROI, a return of investment. We expect that return. So when, in the case of Mr. Trump, if he does something for another country, if he does something to negotiate some kind of a trade deal, he expects a return on his investment, which is his time and effort and cost, that return comes back to the United States. There's a return on investment. That's really what he wants. If he sells an apartment, if he builds a building, he wants a profit from that. He wants a return on his investment. That's how a businessman thinks. And Trump is no exception. On the other hand, the politician thinks differently. He thinks of appeasement. He thinks of giving things away. He thinks of improving other people or improving a situation. But there's no demand for return on investment. There's no demand for the return of the time and the effort and the dollars that were given to solve that particular problem. As in the case of Iran and many other of these countries, we've given a great deal of money, but we have a very little expectation of return, maybe no expectation of return. That's the way the political mind operates. Trump would not accept that. And the politicians do not accept Trump's way of thinking. So it's this issue of not only what you do, but that expectation of a return on investment or no expectation of return on investment. That's the political versus the business mindset. Now here's a second one that I think is critical. Business people think of a problem, but they think of solution. What is the solution to the problem? They want to look at the options, to select one of the best options, and then go with it. So a problem leads to a solution in a pretty direct manner of speaking. Not a matter of long time in between. But if there's a problem, then address it. If there's a problem, solve it. If there's a problem, pick out the best option and apply it. Go for it. Bring that problem to its knees. That's the business mind. On the other hand, the political mind is different. If there's a problem, the business or the political people say, well, then we would like to process that. We'd like to think about it. We'd like to conceptualize this problem. We'd like to think about all the aspects of this problem and all the manifestations of this problem and all the possible solutions to the problem and all the ways that we can approach this problem. So this problem becomes a matter of process thinking. In the business mind, it becomes a matter of solution thinking, action thinking, if you will. Tremendously different. Action, yeah, you can do that in a day. You can do that in 2 days. You can do that in an hour. Process, no, it takes days and weeks and months. So you can see when there's a effort to do something quickly, the political mind says, you can't do that. That's not right. That's wrong. You have to think it through. You have to process it. You have to include all of other people in this and give them everybody's ideas and everybody's thoughts and just process and conceptualize it so that you understand the problem. Maybe not even solve it. Just understand it. That's the second point. Here's the third one. The business mind is a matter of problem solving. It's what we call the doers in this world. A problem, do something about it. Take some action. So in the business mind, we have a group of people that we refer to as the doers of society. In the political mind, we have a group of people that approach a problem from the point of view of thinking and talking and conceptualizing the idea or the problem from the point of view of what does it mean? What does it mean to me? What does it mean to others? So it's talking about it, thinking about it, talking about it, thinking about it, on and on and on. That's political thinking. And business mind says, here's the problem. What are the solutions? Now go do something. And the person that does it is the person that is willing to carry it out, is able to carry it out, who raises his hand and says, I'll do it. That's the third point. Here's the fourth one. In the business mind, business people, they're action-oriented. They think in terms of what is to be done, what can be done. It's action. Take action. In the political mind, it's design-oriented. Kind of think it through. Conceptualize it. Draw it on the board. Draw it on paper. Get kind of a map. Get some kind of a geographic design of that particular problem. Try to isolate the factors of it and draw it on paper so we have a kind of a picture of it, almost an artistic picture of the problem. And while they're doing that, the business mind says, I'll do it and I'll take action and I'll solve it and it's done. In other words, it's done today. Take care of it now. Don't just put it off. Kick the can down the road, if you will, and put it off and think about it until we have a better understanding, you know, of it. Here's another point. In the business mind, who to implement? Who carries out the decision? Who carries out the plan? Who carries out the solution? Well, it's the one who is able. It's the one who is willing. It's the one most close to the problem. It's the one that has the best options or the best opportunity or the best vantage point. Doesn't matter who it is, but get somebody who has a position that can address the problem and then address the problem through that person. However, in the political mind, we talk about how to implement strategies of action, who to include, how many people to include, all the various options, all the various businesses, all the various committees, all the various subgroups of people that have some contribution to make. Let's get their ideas. Let's see how they contribute to that. And the strategy, let's design some strategies and let's think it through. In the meantime, the problem goes on and on and on and on and on. So you see, in the business mind, the issue or the emphasis, the feeling, the importance is implementation. However, in the political mind, it's how to implement. Not when to implement, but how to implement. All the ways in which it can be done. All the people involved in that implementation. But it doesn't get implemented. That's the unfortunate part of it. Here's another point. In the business mind, the emphasis is upon growth. The emphasis is upon success. The emphasis is upon reward. The emphasis is upon monies generated, return on investment. See, the emphasis is upon what we get back from what we gave, what we get back from what we give, what we get back from what we allow, what we contribute, how we help somebody else. But there's a quid pro quo. There's always that sense of something coming back to me for what I give to you or what I allow you to do or what I help you to do. That's the business mind, that interchange between giving and getting something in return. Fair reward, a fair return on investment, if you will. However, in the political mind, the emphasis is upon stability. It's upon constancy. It's upon having some kind of a success. It's having some kind of an achievement that people can recognize, can see, but it's no return on investment particularly. It's stability. It's that constancy that is the emphasis in the political mind, showing that some things can just go on in what we call the peaceful way, the gentle way, and then let it happen. Let it go forward. So we have that business mind that says, let's get on with it. Let's do it. Let's grow. Let's succeed. Let's show the numbers. Let's show that the unemployment rate is down. Let's show that the employment rate is up. Let's show that the stock market is up. Let's show that we have more friends than we used to have, and we have more activity going on than we used to have, and so on. Where in the political mind, it's to show that we have stability. We have friends. We have people that just kind of move on with their life as they have always lived and have always treated each other and allowed each other to live their lives. So it's kind of a quietness, kind of emphasis upon peacefulness, if you will, as compared to growth and success and achievement and return on investment. So there you are. I think the business mind is very different from the political mind. And I think that we have conflict anytime we have business people and political people speaking together, trying to solve problems together, because they come from two different perspectives, two different mindsets. And we have that with Trump. President Trump comes from a business mind. He is not a political mind. Never has been, never will be. You can't force him to think as a politician. He thinks as a businessman. Politicians think as politicians. They are not business people. They don't think as business people. They think as politicians. So that there's a kind of a mutuality in the political mind where there is an exclusiveness in the business mind. So when you have two different mindsets and you have two different ways of approaching a problem, two different ways of thinking of problems, two different levels of energy, two different commitments to action, you're going to have conflict. You're going to have a lot of conflict. And that's kind of where we are with our political world today. That's why we have conflict. That's why we have conflict with Mr. Trump. That's why he has conflict with the political system that he has to work within. Now, by and large, the business mind is more aligned to the conservative point of view and to the Republican population of people. Republicans tend to think more in line with what we call the business mind. The Democratic system thinks much more in line with what is called as the political system. So we have the Republicans and the Democrats, if you will, thinking differently about these kind of problems and about any problem that comes up, and approach it differently. And that's why they can't work together. They come from two different mindsets. And until they appreciate each other's mindset and appreciate each other's contribution, there's going to be ongoing conflict. So let me just say this. Whenever you're in conflict, think of it in the sense of the person you're in conflict with. Is it because you think differently? You have different mindsets? You have different ways of approaching a problem? Or what is it? Well, if that's the case, maybe you need to have a time to sit back and appreciate each other and take each other's strengths and blend them together. Thanks for joining me on today's podcast, The Psychology of Politics and the Mindset of the Politicians as Compared to the Mindset of the Businessman. Bye for now.